Ready for a road trip? Hi, I'm Rick Steves. We'll explore two of the South's legendary and lovely smaller cities, Savannah, Georgia, and Key West, Florida, in just a bit. Let's start our adventures today in the city that everybody has to visit someday, New York City. It's a lot more fun and a lot less overwhelming when you have a local native like Pauline Frommer to show you around. Pauline writes Frommer's Easy Guide to New York City. Pauline, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
So, Pauline, as I mentioned, you know, we all go to New York, but a lot of people are just, it's kind of overwhelming. Let's just go through the exciting attractions of New York and talk about how we can enjoy them like a local. For instance, Grand Central Station, it's more than just a train station now. It's become quite people-friendly. How do we get the most out of Grand Central Station?
Well, actually, they give out a free audio tour. If you have a smartphone with you, you just stop at the information booth and they'll hook you up with it. And it's a really great way to see the station. You know, when the station was built, it was kind of built on this Roman ideal that you were entering a new city and your first vision of it had to be grand and magnificent. And you see that in the station. The ceiling looks like the night sky. And if you listen to the audio guide, it will tell you about the constellations up there. You go down into the basement and there's a whispering gallery. You can stand on one side of the room and your friend can stand on another and you can whisper to one another. You see the Oyster Bar, which has the same architecture as Ellis Island did. And you learn about all these things on the audio tour. In many ways, Grand Central, which was meant to be this introduction to the city, has many of the best elements of New York City in it.
An old train line apparently has been decommissioned and turned into a park, the High Line Park. Mm-hmm. And you can just walk all around town enjoying views from the top of this elevated park. Tell us about the High Line.
Well, it's really amazing. This trestle that is the remnant of this train line that used to exist up there was abandoned for years. And for years, very agile people would climb up and find this hidden park above the city that was planted with weeds that simply blew on the wind there and grew along the tracks. And they were going to tear it down. And a committee of New Yorkers said, no, we want to create a park there. We want to save it. And they've created this gorgeous park. And it's so much fun because you're walking outside two stories up. So you look down from this greenery onto the city streets. It's fabulous.
Thank goodness they saved it. I found it so relaxing and enjoyable and invigorating to be in New York above the traffic, surrounded by all that great architecture. And I was appreciative of the people who had the vision to save that trestle and turn it into a people-friendly park.
And special things happen up there. They've got great little food carts where you can make a meal. And one night I remember standing on the edge of the park and somebody stood on a fire escape with three people with a little jazz band and they played music for us.
Now, another icon from the industrial age is the Brooklyn Bridge. People are welcome to stroll across the bridge. And in your book, you talk about the beautiful views from the other side. Talk about the Brooklyn Heights.
Brooklyn Heights was the very first area of the city to be deemed a historical landmark area, to be preserved. And when you go there, you understand why. It is just pristine and beautiful. Mm. And you walk along the promenade and you get the very best views of the Manhattan skyline, of the Statue of Liberty. Mm. It's a very well-to-do neighborhood. So you get a vision of where the, you know, the one percenters live. It's
the good life. But the promenade is wide open to everybody, and that's one of the great sights of New York, isn't it?
And the architecture is gorgeous there, wonderful. Just gorgeous.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Pauline Frommer, born and raised in New York City, and now Pauline's raising her own kids in New York City. Pauline, your kids are, what, 10 and 14 years old now?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
They ride the subway every morning to school.
Oh, they're New Yorkers. Now, how did they help you write your new book? I would imagine it was a little easier as a mom with two kids to cover the kids in New York chapter.
Well, it's funny. We have a new museum in New York that just opened in, I think it was late 2012. Every time they misbehaved, I would say to them, if you do that again, I'm taking you to the Museum of Math. But we finally went, and it's really great, actually, and they loved it. But while it was being built, that was always the, don't do that, or you're going to the Museum of Math.
The Museum of Math.
It's really for kids. Uh-huh. It's a really good kids' museum where they take mathematical concepts, and they do them in very creative ways. Like, you learn about Galileo, and you learn about, they have like a bike with square wheels that then they have you ride in a landscape that allows the square wheels, and that's teaching you something about math. I'm not sure what. My kids probably know better than I.
Now, with kids, a bike tour might make a lot of sense. All over Europe these days, I'm enjoying bike tours. Are there good bike tours for a visitor to New York City?
Yeah, people are very surprised at how bike-friendly New York has become. And just in the last several months, our city bike program has opened up. You pay $9 a day, and you can ride unlimited bikes all over the city. There are bikes everywhere now and bike lanes.
This is one of those systems where you pay a little money and it's subsidized by the city to help traffic congestion, and you unplug the bike, you pedal it around and park it at a similar rack anywhere else in town?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I hear it's actually hurting our taxi drivers.
Yeah.
They're not so happy that the bikes are there, because a lot of people are simply hopping on a bike and going the 10 blocks they need to go rather than hailing a taxi. But it's changed the whole complexion of the city. It's been really, really wonderful. And Mayor Bloomberg created bike lanes in many areas, so it's not as dangerous to bike in New York City as it used to be. It's really a wonderful, wonderful new way to experience the city.
So it's a city that is changing. I read, I think it was in your blog, you wrote about a non-tour tour. Tell us about this. It just seems like a very creative way to get beyond just the famous sights and connect with the edgy culture of New York City.
Well, you know, New York is a city of artists, and the artists need to make a living. And so there's a company called Elastic City that is giving performance artists access to tourists and an outlet for their creativity. And you do a tour with them, but it's not the standard tour. For example, you might experience what it's like to walk down the street blindfolded. And you have somebody at your side so you don't, you know, walk into traffic. Or they might take you to the beach in Coney Island and you look at all of the architecture in Coney Island, and then together you write with sticks a poem in the sand about your experience. And so you become an artist for a day.
So this is Elastic City.
You do all kinds of wacky things. Elastic City.
And you know, an added advantage of that, or bonus of that, is you're just getting to know a local avant-garde artist. And that's such a thriving community in New York City.
Yeah. And you become a bit of a tourist attraction. We were in a playground picking up pieces of trash and trying to create an art installation with it. And a teenager came up to us and asked if we were shrooming. And we were like, no, we're sober. We're just being artistic.
If you want to go to Times Square, that's sort of a cliche. It's ultra touristy. What's your take on Times Square for visitors? How do we best enjoy that?
You don't go until the sun goes down. Because Times Square in the daylight looks really dirty and tawdry, I think. But when the sun is down and you see all the lights,
it's
the lights, wonderland.
It is the energy of the lights.
It's the lights. And you know, the lights are there by law. Every building that fronts Times Square has to have a certain number of lights on it by law. And everywhere else in the city, you're not allowed to have that many lights. But this is the part of the city that just glows at night. And I have to say, now that Bloomberg created a huge pedestrian walkway in the middle of Times Square, you can really enjoy it a lot more easily. There are tables set out. The TKTS booth, where people get discount theater tickets, can now be climbed. And so you can sit at the top of that and just breathe in all the lights and the bustle. And it's a really great experience now after dark.
It sounds like if you haven't been to New York for a while, it's a new city in a lot of ways. Have you been to the Museum of the Moving Image?
Oh, it's one of my favorites. It's
Tell
one
us
of
about
my
it.
Favorites. It is a museum that is dedicated to the arts of film, television, and video games. And it's not about the performers, it's really about the technical aspects of those arts. So you get to do all kinds of fun, interactive things. It's great with kids. For example, you might go into a dubbing booth to learn how they dub movies, and you get to dub your voice over Julie Andrews and The Sound of Music. Or you go into another booth and you cut film. Or you go into another area and you learn how they made the classic video games, and you get to play Pac-Man again.
Wow.
And they have wonderful evening viewings of movies where they bring in the directors and the stars, and you get to talk back to them. It really is a very, very special place. It's in Queens, so a lot of tourists are nervous about going there, but it's literally 2 subway stops from Manhattan. Very easy to get there.
Sounds fascinating. And the moving image is such a story. I mean, we've come a long way since people were swinging flaming sticks to give us something to look at. Native New Yorker Pauline Frommer has taken us to some of her favorite parts of New York City on Travel with Rick Steves. You can listen to earlier visits we've had with Pauline about New York, Las Vegas, and Washington, D.C. Look for a link in this week's show details in the radio section at ricksteves.com. Let's close with just is there some newest monument that we should be sure to know about when we visit New York City?
Well, it's the newest and one of the oldest. Louis Kahn in the 1970s, the famed architect, decided that he wanted to create a monument to FDR that would be on Roosevelt Island, and he drew up the plans for it, and then he died before he was able to bring it to fruition. And his son took this up as a cause, and it took over 30 years, but the Four Freedoms Park has now opened on Roosevelt Island. Part of the fun of seeing it is you take the Roosevelt Island tram, so you get these great views of New York City as you, you know, float above the city. You actually can see into people's apartments, which is kind of fun. And then you walk to this very, very sober but moving monument to FDR, seeing fabulous views of the city. Not many people go there, so you'll probably be alone when you visit. And it's one of the most serene, zen places in the city.
Sounds great.
Just opened in 2012 and so worth seeing.
The Four Freedoms Park. All right. Pauline Frommer, author of Frommer's Easy Guide to New York City. Hey, it's exciting that you and your dad are relaunching the series. We'll look forward to more Frommer's Easy Guides. And thanks so much for sharing a little bit, actually quite a bit, about your hometown, New York City.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor.
I say goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
If you'd rather visit a smaller city, someplace more laid back than New York, then head south. Up next on Travel with Rick Steves, we explore the elegance of Savannah and the tropical enchantment of Key West. We're at 877-333-7425.